This is Fresh Air. Tennessee Ernie Ford was a hugely popular singer in the 1950s and 60s, best known for his hit 16 Tons. He was a fixture on television with his own variety show and as a frequent guest on other shows. These days, few people remember Ford. A new 5-disc box set called Portrait of an American Singer attempts to introduce Ford to a new audience. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Baby boomers may well remember that song, 16 Tons, a number one hit on both the pop and country charts for Tennessee Ernie Ford in 1955, selling millions of copies and enjoying a long afterlife on oldies radio. Anyone younger is probably saying, Tennessee Ernie who? The 5-disc Portrait of an American Singer answers that question and raises new ones. Its truest portrait is of a man with a rich, powerful voice who was one of the most versatile vocalists of his generation.
Dad stands in the corner where the barrels are straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge.
That's the first big hit Ford had, the Shotgun Boogie from 1950. It's a prime example of what the industry at the time was calling hillbilly boogie music that would soon get folded into the bigger catch-all phrase, rockabilly. The Shotgun Boogie is at once tidy and efficient, and yet also Ernie Ford at his loosest. It also helps that he had crack Capitol Records session players behind him, in particular, steel guitar player Speedy West and guitarist Jimmy Bryant. Drummer Muddy Berry provided the shotgun percussion. Another softer side of Ford can be heard here on Jealous Heart from 1960. It had been a country hit for Tex Ritter, but Ford rearranged the song as jazzy pop, and it really works.
Jealous Heart, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was caught.
Ford was born in Bristol, Tennessee in 1919. That city was central to early country music, and early on in his career, Ford played up his rural background, never hiding his drawl and referring to himself as the old pea picker. From the start, however, Ford set himself apart by wearing business suits on stage and cutting a dashing, debonair image. He sang middle-of-the-road pop and novelty songs as frequently as he interpreted country, R&B, and gospel music. As a sizable percentage of the 154 tracks on this collection reveals, his pursuit of hits, done primarily at Capitol Records in Hollywood, not in Nashville, led him to squander his marvelously deep, resonant voice on a lot of silly, mediocre material.
One suit was all I had, one suit. One suit was all I had, one suit was all I had, and it was nothing but an old gray beat-up plaid.
Bob Dylan cited Ford as a singer he admired, even as Ford had little use for Bob Dylan, once suggesting that Dylan shouldn't sing his own compositions because Ford found Dylan's voice wanting. Ford could have been another mainstream pop act that got sidelined once the Beatles and Dylan made rock the pop that mattered. Tennessee Ernie Ford was the kind of singer who doesn't exist anymore, a vocalist who prided himself on a very wide range of material, who wasn't interested in being hip or histrionic.
Yes, I'm losing you, losing you. I know I'm losing you. That's why I'm so sad and blue. Darling, I'm losing you, losing you. I know I'm losing you. Crying my heart out for you. You say.
When I was a kid, my parents loved the old pea picker. He was authentic enough to appeal to my country music-loving father, and I think my mom had a bit of a crush on him with his pencil-thin mustache and his virile vocal delivery. For me, he was a friendly face on TV shows and a singer easy to ignore as I became devoted to rock music. But now I hear Tennessee Ernie Ford as a modestly remarkable performer, a singer who wanted to reach into every living room in every town, big or small, and reassure listeners that there was a voice here that understood you, no matter who you were.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the 5-disc box set Tennessee Ernie Ford, Portrait of an American Singer. If you want to catch up on interviews you missed, like this week's interview with Iris DeMent, who performed some of her songs, our interview about Birdsong with some great recordings of birds, and my conversation with the parents of a transgender daughter and the author of a book about their family, you can listen to those and more on our podcast.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way you do. One of these days I'll be leaving you. You know I love you and my love is strong. And everything I say to you is always wrong. You said you shouldn't have said that. I said, what do you want me to say this time, baby? She said, I don't know. My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I don't know what my baby's putting down.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Myers directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
I think you're just putting me on. She said, you shouldn't have said that. I said, what do you want me to say now?